My name is Dave Evans. I teach environmental science and biology here at Alvarez High School. And my advanced placement in environmental science class did a lot of work this year with both the Environmental Justice League and the Urban Pond Procession. And one of our main focuses in the course has been looking closer at Mashpog Pond, at the water quality in particular. So it's been a great partnership, and it's something that I've been becoming more and more excited with every year that we've had it. We've only recently gotten access to the pond behind the school. It's been very tempting having it behind a set of chain link fence, but thanks to the remediation that Textron spearheaded, we have been able to take kids to the cove. The other day we actually cut some fishing rods from trees, and we're going to go fishing for carp and sunfish and such in the pond, kind of Huck Finn style, you know. We're going to put them back. Mashpog is pretty dirty, and there's no way that you could possibly eat the fish that you find here. But it really is a beautiful place, and we have been appreciating it more and more. The woods themselves, beyond the area, you know, where the Gorham plant was, they're actually fairly pristine because they haven't been used very much. And it's been really interesting seeing the kids see it, because they really have no experience with areas like this. It's really been a yell having them discover stuff with me, you know. Yeah, so anyway, we've done a number of projects. The one that that we're doing in the procession is this group poem that the class constructed with the help of Rick Benjamin, the poet. He's visited our class several times. He was terrific. We went outside and we did some observational stuff. He shared some poetry with us that the kids really found great, really transformative, really. I mean, it was really nice. And he had them construct some of their own prose, and then he edited it. We put it together. And Christina Brown helped create signs. She's from New Urban Arts. She helped us create these signs, and we painted them up, and we turned them into this really terrific group poem that at the procession, you know, will be read out, and we're going to save the signs and save them for later and display them somewhere in the school. You know, Alvarez is in a transformation process now. We're making plans now in this summer to turn part of our school into a project-based school. So we're going to be moving our curriculum in different directions, and art definitely has a big part to play in that. One thing that that I've been talking about with some folks, including Holly from the Urban Pond Procession, is over in the cove, there's a spot that acts as a natural amphitheater. And I'm thinking of a project where we create an amphitheater. We put a stage there, we put seating there, and we construct a curriculum around that. And there's very natural links, right? I mean, history class could talk about those kinds of things. There's science and engineering aspects to that. And plus, when we're done, I see it as a place that could be a public space for performances, for graduations, something like that. So that's a dream, but I think it's realistic, and it's become possible because of the cleanup that's happened in this site. We're not quite done yet, but we're very close, and I do have a vision of several years from now having this place being a complete outdoor space for people in the community and for kids at Alvarez, including places where they could play sports, including places where they could explore. So I'm very excited about that.